This week's Parsha, we get Parshas Naso. What I'd like to learn with you tonight is another piece from the Or Gedaliahu, or Gedal Yeshur, addressing the issue of the Nazir. The Nazir, of course, is the Jew, the man or woman who takes upon themselves a vow, and it's a very specific type of vow, of refraining from three particular things. We're going to read it inside in a moment. And I'd like to highlight a number of very fascinating points about the nature of the Nazir. Okay, does that clear it on your screens okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's learn the psukim. On the left-hand side of your page, we have the opening psukim of the Parsha of the Nazir. What I put in bold are five aspects of this Parsha. It's only, 7, 8, 9 psukim long. That we'll be focusing on, but a number of points that we'll have to address as we go along. So let's start. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'emor, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yamar to lehem. Speak to the Jewish people and say to them, Isho, Isha, Nazir, whether it's a man or a woman, ki yafli lindur neder nazir lahazir lahashem. Very tricky phrase. Ki yafli, the word yafli we're going to have to focus on. Its most basic meaning, as Rashi tells us, means he will distinguish himself or disassociate himself, separate himself, lindur neder, to take a vow. So he won't just take a vow. He's going to disassociate himself from something to take a vow. And the vow is going to be a nazir, lahazir lahashem. Now, lahazir, in its basic meaning here, would mean to become abstinent for Hashem. So he's going to disassociate himself to take a vow, to become a nazir, and then the verb, lehazir lahashem, to create a vow of abstinence for the sake of Hashem. The two points we're going to have to address are these words, ki yafli, the way of describing the way he's going to take this verb. The word pela is sometimes used as an explicit statement. Here it's as to disassociate himself. He's going to separate himself. And the word pela, those of you who are familiar with when the original cell phones came out in Israel, they were called a pelaphone. Because the word pela, lehafli, is something wondrous. So that the meaning here in the pasuk, besides for just saying that he's going to disassociate himself, he's going to distance himself, is it's also something in the, there's a meaning, there's a hint of that when he takes this neder, it's going to be something wondrous. When he does a wondrous thing to become a nazir. Now the word nazir here also, which in its basic meaning of abstinence, the word nezer means something else in the Chumash. Besides for here where it means to be abstinent for the sake of Hashem, Nezer Elokov al Rosho is a pasuk that we use in regards to or that's really a pasuk, we're going to see that later. We're going to see a pasuk in regards to the Kohen Gadol, Kishem and Mishchas Elokav, that the Kohen Gadol is described as having a nazir on his head, which means a crown. So that the same word that we have here for becoming a nazir, of abstinence, of taking some type of vow, which is wondrous, of a disassociation, the word nazir itself is rooted also in the word of a crown, which will be point number two we'll have to address, the Pella, and why it's specifically referred to using the same root of as a crown. What is it that he does? So let's quickly run through the psukim, the three main things. Pasuk Gimel, Yain v'shecher yazir, chometz yain v'chometz shecher. What is he disassociating himself? What is he becoming abstinent from? Wine, or intoxicating beverages, or even grapes. Kol mishras anavim lo yishte, grape juice, or even anavim themselves, grapes themselves, or even yevashim, the Torah says, raisins, no grape product whatsoever is he allowed to eat, even the skins of the grape, nothing whatsoever. Pasukei, kol yamei nidro nizro, all the days of his vow of as a nazir, ta'ar lo yavor al rosho, he cannot pass a razor over his head, no haircuts for the nazir, as the pasuk says, kadosh yihyeh, Gadel Pera Se'ar Rosho. He is sanctified. He is holy to Hashem, and he must grow his hair out. This is point number three there in bold. What's the specific meaning of him being called a Kadosh Yehiyeh, a sanctified, a holy person? So we have the concept of being Pela. It's wondrous. He's a Nazir from the word of a crown. And Kadosh Yehiyeh, he should be considered something holy. The third aspect of his vow, besides for drinking any type of, for being prohibited from drinking any type of grape product, and not cutting his hair, is Pasuk Vav, Kol Yimei Heziro LaHashem, all the days of his vow as being a Nazir, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. He cannot contaminate himself by coming into contact with a dead body. La'avivu Li'imo, even his mother or his father, La'achiv La'achoso, Lo Yitamot Lahem B'mosam. Even his close family, for whom a Kohen is allowed, a regular Kohen can become Tamei, for his seven close relatives, during the period of Nazirus, if a man or woman takes upon himself a vow as a Nazir, even for his family's mother, his father, he may not become Tamei. Why? Then the Torah says, Ki Nazir Elokov Al Rosho. Again, here we have this phrase, because the crown of Hashem is upon his head. He has become a Nazir, and now the crown of Hashem is on his head. He may not become Tamei. Kol Yemei Nidro Kadosh Hula Hashem. He is sanctified. Again, we have the second time that idea of him becoming a Kadosh. Okay, those are the three aspects of the rules that he now has. No drinking grape products, no cutting his hair. He cannot become Tamei because the crown of Hashem is on his head. He has to be Kadosh. And somehow this is a Pella. This is something wondrous in which he, in a simple meaning again, disassociates himself from, I guess, everybody else. Zois Taras. Now, the Torah in between Psukim Ches through Yud Beis discuss the halacha. Well, what happens if he becomes Tameh? What's the consequence if it so happens that he becomes Tameh? And the Torah describes the process there. And then the Torah gets back to him finishing his process. And Pasuk Yud Gimel in front of us. Zois Taras HaNazir. These are the laws of the Nazir Biyom Mila'os Yemei Nizro. On the day that he will complete the days of his Nazirus, Yavi Oso, he shall bring himself El Pesach Oel Moed, to the front, the gates, the opening of the Oel Moed, and he will bring his Korbanos there. Here we have two more points that are of interest to us. Number one, the Torah simply says, on the day that he completes his Nazirus. How long is his Nazirus? How long does it last when you become a Nazir? The Torah hasn't said anything until this point about that. So without telling us how long the term is, the Torah then says, well, when you complete the term, this is what you do, totally leaving us in the dark of what's the term of becoming a Nazir. But when you do finish that, Yavi Oso El Pesach Oel Moed, he needs to bring himself to the entrance of the tent of meeting. That is a strange phrase. He should bring himself. Usually you bring something. You bring someone else or something. You don't bring yourself. It should say, go to the tent of meeting, come, Yavi Oso. It's like as if it's talking to someone else. He, the Nazir, should bring himself. Take yourself and go to the entrance of the tent of meeting. It's an odd language. And lastly, the Torah then says, what does he do when he gets to the Oel Moed? He krivis karbanol, Hashem will bring his karbanos, and there's three karbanos. Number one, a keves ben shenos otamim echad li'olah. He brings one animal as a lamb, as a korban ola, an elevation offering that's completely burnt. Kavsa achas pas shenos otamim ola chatos, and then he brings another one as a korban chatos, a sin offering, and an ayel echad tamim lishlamim, and then he brings another one as a korban shlamim. And here also in bold we have, I lost track if this is our fifth or our sixth question that we would have on these psukim, he brings a korban chatos. A korban chatos is a sin offering, which is an offering that somebody does if they did something inadvertently, which is forbidden. Usually it's pretty severe what the violation is, something along the lines of Shabbos, something which would have a chi of kares on it, on normal circumstances. And so here we have this Nazir, who's kiyafli, who disassociates himself, which has a hint of the language of did something wondrous, has the crown of Hashem on his head, is called holy, and yet, at the end of his Nazirus, has to bring himself to the Oel Moed, and then he brings a korban chatos. He brings a sin offering. What sin has he committed that he would have to bring a korban chatos? I understand that he brings the korban ola, an elevation offering, or a korban shlamim. Well, for us, what is he bringing a korban chatos for? What did he do wrong? Okay, those are all the questions that Mirtzah Hashem we will address, working through them one at a time, this beautiful idea of becoming a Nazir. Let's start with the term of a Nazir. Where did this concept come from? So the Ibn Ezra writes as follows, Yesh Omrim, Kimilos Nazir Minizras Nezer, from the language of crowning oneself with a crown. That's the idea that we call him a Nazir, is because he is adorning himself with a crown. Says the Ibn Ezra, Veinenu Rachok, I like that pshat. It's not, sometimes the Mefarshim speak like, that's not bad. That's not bad of a translation of why we call him a Nazir. And then he adds, Vida, you should know, Ki kol b'nei Adam avdei taivas ha'olam. All people in this world are slaves, they're an eved to the lusts and desires of this world. V'hamelech, and a king, be'emes sheyesh lo nezer ve'ataras malchus birosho, somebody, a king who wears a crown on his head, is kol mi shehu chafshi min hataivos, is free from lust. So the Ibn Ezra says a very interesting thing. Most of us, all of us, I would venture to say, human beings are shackled, burdened by their human being desires, by their this worldly lusts for things that we want in this world, and we become a slave to them in a certain way. A king who wears a crown, why do we call a Nazir from the language of a crown? Because he's distancing himself, he's separating himself from the vanities of this world, represented by particularly alcohol, grape products, wine products, and growing out one's hair. Generally, when one is into one's looks, one is constantly cutting one's hair, playing with one's hair, growing it out, similar to mourning, is a sign of, I don't want to be involved in things of this world, the vanities of this world. So the Nazir wears a crown. What crown is he wearing? He's elevating himself beyond the taivas of this world, the desires and the lusts of this world that human beings have. And so to raise himself above that, so we call him a Nazir. He's adorned himself with a nazir, with a crown. This idea of a person on their own initiative, doing something to raise themselves above the animal part of our being that wants and desires all sorts of physical pleasures, that concept is reflected as well in the word the Torah used to describe the vow that he took. The Torah doesn't just say he took a vow. This goes back to Pasuk Beis again. Ki yafli lindur. When he yafli apella, which in its simple meaning, Rashi told us, meaning he disassociated himself, but it has a connotation as well of something wondrous took place here. What's so wondrous that took place in the Nazir's commitment? So Rav Gedalia Shor brings from another place where we have that phrase, ki umafli la'asot. Where do we have that phrase? I hope that's familiar to all of you from the bracha of Asher Yatzar. After a person uses the bathroom, Chazal gave us a bracha to thank Hashem for the fact that our bodies function well and are healthy and we're able to eliminate that which needs to be eliminated from our systems. We say a bracha of thanks. How does that bracha conclude? Rofecho basaru maflila asos. You heal, you're the healer of all flesh. The rofecho basar umaflila asos. And does wondrous things. What's the wondrous thing that we're praising Hashem for when we make this bracha after using the bathroom? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's on the source on the right-hand side of your page, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, gives us one explanation, and then the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, gives us a second. The Mechaber says as follows, Umafli lasos, what's so wondrous in this bracha? Sheha'adam doyme linod melo ruach, we're compared to a vessel filled with air, a vessel like a, more like a balloon filled with ruach. Vimyasa adam benoy nekev kichuda shel macha. Normally, if you make the smallest hole, a pinhole in a balloon, haruach yotzei, the balloon can't hold the air. As soon as you make a little hole, everything escapes. Veha adam, but a person is male nekavim. We're filled with holes, our ears, our eyes, our nose. We have many holes. V'rucho mishtameres b'tochu, but our neshama, our soul, the ruach, this spirit, somehow stays within us. Hare zepela, that is a wondrous thing. It goes against the nature of all other things in which there's a ruach, some type of spirit being held in an air in a vessel, and therefore that's a wondrous thing. And he adds, Od yesh lefar shalshem sheboirer toyev hamachil v'doich hapsot. The fact that our body does what it does, it takes the good out of the food that we need, the nutrients, and expels that which we don't. That's also wonder. So the Mechaber himself says, why did Chazal give us this bracha that concludes with a wonder? Because it's a wonder that the body does what it does, and we should be grateful for that all the time. And it's also wondrous that the neshama stays within our bodies, despite the fact that we have these numerous holes, so to speak, in our physical body. Add the Ramah, something else. Says the Ramah, Haga, Od Yesh Lefaresh, here in the middle of the right-hand side of the page, Shemaflila Asos, what's so wondrous? That the neshama stays within our bodies, and that our spirit is somehow connected to our physical bodies. That in itself, forget the image that the Mechaber says of that the neshama doesn't leave through the holes, just the fact that our physical body, made of flesh and bone like an animal, can hold our neshama tahora, our chelek eloika mimal, our neshama is a piece of godliness. How did you meld those together in a way that they partnered the body and the soul to give us the life that we have? That's a pella, that we've combined a davar ruchni, a spiritual entity, with a davar gashmi, with a physical entity. That's amazing. Vehu al yidei shehu rofei chol basar, and that's through the fact that Hashem is the healer of all flesh. Ki asa adam bekav habrius, we're healthy. V'nishmasom mishtameris bik, and our neshama stays with us when we're healthy. We're alive. That's a pella, to combine physical and spiritual and create such a being. We've spoken about this many times. The idea of the tension between the human being, between his neshama, the ability, the desire to rise up, to be holy and sanctified, and the physical part of us which lusts and desires and wants to be lazy and sleep all day and indulge in all sorts of physical pleasures, and this tension between the two, and it's a pella. It's a wondrous thing that we manage to be together. We're still one unit all together. Says Rav Gedalia Yeshur, taking on this word of the Pella, of this combo of the Neshama and the Guf and the constant tension and struggle that they have together, says the Or Gedalia, V'chein yesh lefarish inyan ha-Pella b'Nazir. This is the same wondrous aspect in the Nazir himself. Shemafrish atzmo mitayvas ha'olam, who has separated himself from the pleasures of the world, shemagvir es kochos haruchniim shebo, who has elevated the part of him which is ruchni, the part of him which is spiritual, which yearns for something more, yearns for spirituality and growth and closeness to Hashem. He has allowed that to become stronger from the kochos shetmunim amok bekirbo, the shikshurim heimim kochos hagashmi. And it's bound up together with his physical strengths. And he's allowed the Nazir, through his own free will, to elevate the part of him which is Ruchni. V'hanazir ose pelazeh. The Nazir is a wondrous thing, that we're all mixed up together, and the Nazir has allowed the spiritual part to win, has allowed that which yearns for spirituality and closeness to become stronger by separating himself from the pleasures of the world in which we live. And that's why we also use in the parsha, like we just learned, the word kadosh. He's sanctified. Shekevan shenishtana atzmiuso. He's changed himself. V'nasa lechefso shel nazir. And he went from a regular Joe to a nazir. When he did that, chalal of kedusha. Sanctified, v'karavulu madregos hanavi. He became almost like a prophet himself. Kemo shehevi haRamban as a pasuk. The Ramban quotes in his discussion here of Nazir, a pasuk in Amos. The Navi Amos says as follows. You have it quoted in the bottom of the right-hand side of your page. The Akim ibnechem, the Navi says, I will raise up from your sons to Nevi'im, umibachurechem l'nazirim, and from your young men to become a Nazir. So the prophet promises the Jewish people, you're going to see your children, your young men are going to become great. They're going to become prophets and Nazirim. So the Ramban comments on that pasuk, like the Navi's putting the two together, they're equivalent. To become a prophet and to become a Nazir, those are both amazing things. And in the same way, so that we call this Nazir, what makes him such a Pella? What makes him such an amazing? He on his own decided, or she decided, to refrain, to distance themselves from those pleasures of this world, to become a Kadosh, to become sanctified, and in such a manner, to become like a Navi, to become on the same level as literally a prophet of Hashem. And the Rav Gedai Shor continues, Ukedusha Sohi Kikohen Gadol. So much so is he elevated, he's like a Kohen Gadol. Shishnehem yesh iser litame af lekrovim. We mentioned when we learned the Psukim, even a regular Kohen, if a regular Kohen's family, Rachmana Letzlan, passes away, his mother, father, sister, brother, wife, child, a Kohen becomes tame. A Kohen goes to the cemetery. He's allowed to for the family. There's only one Kohen who's not even allowed to become tame for his own family, and that is the Kohen Gadol. The fact that the Nazir has taken this vow, he's a regular guy. He's not a Kohen, he's a Yisrael. And he said, I'm going to become a Nazir. And now he misses his parents' funeral. Nebuch, he misses a spouse's funeral. He took it upon himself. He becomes so sanctified, he actually takes on the status of a Kohen Gadol. He can't even go to his family's own funeral. Uvishneyem ne'emar sheyesh lehem nezer. That's why we find this word of a crown, based on the word nazir, appears by both. HaKohen Gadol, it says in Parshas in Sefer Vayikra, Nezer Shemen Mishchas Elokav. He has the crown of the anointing oil on his head. When we would anoint a Kohen Gadol, there's a special Shemen HaMishchan, anointing oil that gets put on his head, and the Torah describes it as the crown of the oil of anointment on his head. And that's the same language that we say by the Nazir when we described, as we saw in the Psukim a few minutes ago, that he can't become Tameh even for his family. Ki Nezer Mishchas. Let me read it for you inside. The Pasuk said, Ki Nezer Elokav al Rosho. The same language. The crown of Hashem is upon his head. Shemi Shechavshi Min HaTaivos Hu HaMelech Be'emes. And then he refers back to the Ibn Ezra that we started with. A person who's able to refrain, distance himself from the desires, the physical desires of pleasure that we have in this world, becomes a king. He's like a melech. He wears a crown. And so this Nazir becomes like a Kohen Gadol to be able to have accomplished that. V'abir. Then Rav Gedalia Shor explains, Kirova olam ha'olcha machar tavoseim. Most people who are spending their lives running after their desires, choshvim sheheim chafeshim lasos kol ritzonim. They really think that they're free to do whatever they want. You look at somebody who's running after whatever it is that they're running after, whether it be money or all sorts of more base things than that. So in their minds, says Rav Gedalia Shor, they think they're free as they're running after everything that they want. He says it's a mistake. Ein ze ela dimyon, they're fooling themselves. Ki be'emes avodim heim leta'avoseim. They're slaves to their desires, which are in totally enslaving them to do all of those things to fulfill all of their desires. That's not freedom. Rak mishuhu chafshi min hata'avos. Only he who is free from all of those desires. Hu ben chorin amiti. That is a true free person. Ki misha osa masha be'emes alav la'asos, the person who's free to do that which is incumbent, required of him, and doesn't have to deal with all of the desires and yearnings that he has, that's really a ben chorin. That's a free person who is not subject to all of those, I have to do this, and then I have to take care of that. I want this. You're not free. You're running after all those desires. The real ben chorin is completely separated from all of those things. Okay, that gives us an explanation of why we call him with a crown, Nezer Elokav al Rosho, while we refer to him as a Kadosh, and it explains why he has the status like a Kohen Gadol, because it's Yafli La'asos. It is a Pella that a human being can choose to do such a thing, to totally push aside the things that are permissible to him, that he doesn't want to be involved in order to elevate himself. Which leaves us then with his last 2 points of, then why does he bring a korban chatos? Why does he have to bring a sin offering if everything that we're describing is so good? What does he need the sin offering for? So the Gemara gives us a hint. The Gemara starts us off more than a hint. The Gemara says very strongly, in Gemara Maseches Nedarim, the name of Rabbi Elazar Akfar, the son of Rabbi, the name of Rabbi Oimer, v'kiper alav me'asher chato al ha'nefesh. He needs to do a kapara upon himself. V'chibeiza nefesh chato. What did he sin that he needs this kapara? Elashitzir atzmo minayayin. He pained himself by refraining from drinking wine. Hashem gave us a beautiful world. Hashem gave us a world to enjoy. Hashem gave us all sorts of wonderful things. And this Jew went ahead and said, I don't want to partake of it. I don't want to enjoy it. He was mitzayir. He literally caused himself pain from things which are permissible. And then the Gemara goes even further. We can learn a kal v'chomer. This Nazir only refrained from wine, only refrained from these grape products. And still, Nikra Chote, he's called a sinner who needs to bring a carbon chatas to atone for his sin that he didn't enjoy himself in this world. So then the Gemara says, Hamitzair atzmo mikol davar, if a person refrains from all pleasures in this world, alachas kama v'kama, much more so would he be considered a sinner. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, someone who takes upon himself an unnecessary fast, nikra chote. So chote, Hashem gave us the world to enjoy. What's he doing refraining from all of these things? This is now, despite the fact that he has a crown, despite the fact that he's called a kadosh, despite the fact that he's like a Kohen Gadol and he did a pella, he did a wondrous thing, at the end of his term, he brings a karban chatas, because throughout all of that, the Gemara says, he has refrained from enjoying the world that Hashem gave us. The Meshech Chachma adds, and we'll wrap it up with this comment, one last point actually that we haven't yet addressed, which was the phrase that the Torah said of when he concludes, and we don't know how long a term is, the Torah never told us, he needs to bring himself to the Beis HaMikdash. Bring himself. He goes. What does he need to bring himself there? So the Meshech Chachma addresses both of these points together. First, he quotes the Medrash. B'yom melos yimei nizro, on the day that he concludes, he brings himself. V'chi acher mevi'in oso. The Meshech Chachma is like, what, someone else is going to bring him? Of course he's bringing himself. What's this, a strange language? Halo mevi'es atzmo. But he has to bring, it's like bringing himself, as he's going to explain, what does it mean that we talk about the Nazir as if he's talking about himself in the third person, he's going to bring himself. And he explains it by going back to the point of there's no term mentioned in the Torah. Now the Mishnayos and Maseches Nazir discuss very clearly that the standard term for a Nazir is actually 30 days. There is a standard. If a person makes a declaration he's going to become a Nazir, it's 30 days. He can do longer. It could be whatever you say. You want to make it 2 months. You want to make it 6 months. You can make it 6 years. You can make it 60 years. Or there's even a way to make it for your entire lifetime. The standard is 30 days, and then it's whatever else you say. But the Torah was blank on this. It was very vague. It never put a term. It just said, at the end of his term, this is what he does. Says the Meshech Chochma, Yine zmana nezirus lo nizkar b'Torah behedyu. The Torah never explicitly tells us the amount of time for the nezirus. V'hu mishum, I'll tell you a reason, says the Meshech Chochma. Meir of Dvinsk, Meir Simcha Dvinsk, a beautiful reason, he says. She'ikar hanezirus, the whole purpose, the essence of what becoming a Nazir is, Kimo She'amer, Nazir Lahazir Lahashem, to distinguish yourself and to crown yourself for Hashem. To conquer your Yetzer, it's on the top of the right-hand side of the page, moving over here. V'zeh ligdor atzmo mehataivos v'hagaivo v'hamaisro. So the goal here is to put a fence around yourself from taiva, from desire, from gaiva and haughtiness, you're growing your hair out, you don't want to look so good, v'hamoishros, and from extraneous things. He wants to live a life of austerity. He doesn't want to be involved in all the pleasures of this world. He wants to have just what he needs and nothing more. No haughtiness, no gaiva. V'alzeh, and therefore, since the purpose of taking a Nazir is to say, I need to scale back, I need to step back, I'm too enmeshed, my being is a combo of body and soul, and I feel myself too pulled towards the body, I want to go back towards my soul, Says the Meshech Chochma, alze ein zman. There's no specific amount of time that a person needs to recalibrate himself and move towards, weight himself more towards his soul than towards his body. Rakol echad yishoyer b'nafsho. Every person needs to evaluate himself. Im zman ze yaspik. If there's enough time to conquer his yetzer hara. If all you need is 30 days, azdai b'shloshim. Great. You're good. You just need a little recalibration to weight yourself more towards the soul. 30 days is good for you. Obimeya, maybe you need 100 days. Hakol lefimashu adam. Each person, what do I need? How much time to get myself recalibrated? I want to be a soul Jew, not a body Jew. The whole idea to know, when are you done? When are you finished with the recalibration process? So that I can go back to life and not be tempted anymore. I need a few days of respite, of spiritual respite, a recharge, so that then I can go back and I'll be fine, involved in the world, and it won't pull me towards it. So that kishu mistakel al inyanei atzmo, that when he's done, he can look at himself. Kimabit al mafulot acherim. He can look at himself as if he's looking at someone else. V'levavo eino choshur bi ahavas atzmo. He's not going to be pulled to the love of himself. Meaning, this is an amazing comment that he makes. In general, we are what the Gemara uses the language of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzma. A person is a relative to himself. Meaning, we're Nogeya Badavar. We're invested, so we can't see ourselves clearly. We always see ourselves in a certain light that's not necessarily the same light that everyone else sees us in, because we're ourselves. We always judge ourselves favorably. I shouldn't say that. Sometimes we have problems that we're harder on ourselves, but we generally, most of the times, we judge ourselves. The things that we do wrong, we're willing to brush aside, even though we might not do that for someone else, for ourselves. It was a one-time thing. It was a little mistake. I didn't really mean it. We see ourselves in a very positive light. When we do things, when we run after the physical pleasures of the world, we're quick to justify them. The goal of this, says the Meshech Chochma, is a brilliant thing. You need to separate yourself from it for a period of time, however long it takes, 30 days, 60 days, 100 days, so that you can then see yourself objectively as if you're looking at someone else. So that we're bribed by our own negiyas badavar, that we're so invested and enmeshed in ourselves, we can't see things clearly. The period of Nazirus allows one to separate so that you can then look at yourself objectively as if you're looking at someone else. And when you get to that point, as batuach, now ki yikach me'anos ha'olam b'mezek haroi, you'll enjoy the world in the right measure. You won't come to extraneous things because you've recalibrated yourself to that point where you can see yourself for who you really are and what you really need. And enjoy up to that point. Not only that, just the opposite. The point of becoming a Nazir, now you can enjoy the world. Enjoy people. Go out, have a good time. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us to be a Nazir all the time. That you don't enjoy the pleasures that he gave us. That's not why he created the world. This period of becoming a Nazir is like a healing process. It's a respite from the pleasures of this world, which we become too enmeshed in, and we separate ourselves to recalibrate, to be able to look at ourselves objectively, so that when we're ready, we can go back and re-engage the world and enjoy it, but not be afraid that it's going to pull us in a way away from our spiritual pursuits, which is what the Gemara says. That's why he says you're called a chote. When you became during that time, it was a necessary refuah. But the bottom line is, during the time that you're a nazir, you're not enjoying the world that Hashem gave us. So you're considered a chote during that time. But he wants us, of course, Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to enjoy. And that's when the Meshech Chochma comes back. That's why the Pasuk says, who goes to the Beis HaMikdash? Yavi Atzmo. He brings himself. What do you mean he brings himself? Yes, you, the person who just went through this Nazirus, who now have a clear vision of who you are and what you need to be, you can now, like, objectively, you bring yourself in front of the Beis HaMikdash, because I can now see myself without being no Geah B'davar, with all of my own desires and my own personal wants of what I have. I bring myself uve hashkafa shehu roya ma'ala zulaso, like I can see the benefits or the advantages of others, and v'shokol b'mazne tzedek, I could weigh things equally, kein yishkof al inyone atzmo, just like I could see someone else and measure and weigh and evaluate, I can truly evaluate myself without my own negiyas badavar. And in that, says the Moshe Chachma, that wraps up this parsha. The parsha of a nazir, going back to the psukim, let me bring them back in front of you. The parsha of a nazir is ki yafli. It's a wondrous thing that a person can disassociate themselves, to take the part of him that's a neshama, the part of him that's spiritual, and realize he's being pulled too much after the physical. To be able to do so is a pella, like the Asher Yatzar bracha that we make, as the Rama says, it's a pella that we're able to stay together at all, and that a person can conquer using his neshama over the physical aspects of himself. That's a pella. It's a wondrous thing to become a nazir la Hashem, to be crowned with the crown of Hashem. And he refrains from wine and grape products and becoming tamei and cutting his hair, and he becomes kadosh. He indeed actually becomes a sanctified person. Ki nezer elokov al rosho. The crown of Hashem is on his head. And on the day that he completes his nazirus, how much time? Torah doesn't say. It's however much time a person needs to recalibrate, to be able to see himself for who he really is, to see which parts of him are running after physical pleasures and are pulling him away from his spiritual pursuits. When that amount of time that he feels necessary has arrived, Yavia Oso, he brings himself. He can now look at himself in an objective way and understand what's going on. And yes, he brings himself to the Beis HaMikdash. And among the korbanos that he brings is a korban chatas, in which he says to Hashem, I didn't enjoy the world you gave me, but I couldn't. I couldn't now. I became too enmeshed in it. I needed a period of separation to recalibrate. And now that I've completed that process, I'm ready to go back to enjoying the world that you gave me so that I can enjoy it and still remain spiritually healthy. And at the same time, I'm both. I'm a neshama and I'm a guf. I can enjoy with my guf the body, the world that you gave me, and it not take away from the spiritual pursuits that I'm really interested in going after. And therefore, after he brings his karban, he then returns to his life, and he's ve'achar kach yishte hanazir min hayayin, some of the mefarshim point out, even afterwards, the pasuk says yishte hanazir min hayayin. Now the nazir drinks wine. He's not a nazir anymore. He finished. No, he's taken it with him. He's taken that aspect of the recalibration to be able to enjoy. Now, Yishteh ha-nazir mina, even the nazir drinks the wine now. It's not really a nazir anymore, but he's taken those lessons with him, in which he combines his body and his soul, his guf and his neshama, to be able to partake of the world and still have the spiritual pursuits foremost in his mind. Those are the thoughts from Rav Gedalia Shor. Beautiful idea on the concept of a nasr halavai. We should always be zoichet to see clearly the parts of us that are guf, the parts of us that are neshama, and to always have the spiritual pursuits of ours carry the day. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Always good to learn with you, and wishing everybody well.